invigorate the soul, uplift the heart, and steer in the right direction. Ancient Tales of Wisdom on the SOH Radio Network. Welcome to the SOH Network. Today's story is Niobe. The Story of Niobe. There are so many tales of the vanity of kings and queens that half of them cannot be told. There was Cassiopeia, queen of Ethiopia, who boasted that her beauty outshone the beauty of all the sea nymphs. So that in anger, they sent a horrible sea serpent to ravage the coast. The king prayed of an oracle to know how the monster might be appeased, and learned that he must offer up his own daughter, Andromeda. The maiden was therefore chained to a rock by the seaside and left to her fate. But who should come to rescue her but a certain young hero, Perseus, who was hastening homeward after a perilous adventure with the snaky-haired Gorgons. Filled with pity at the story of Andromeda, he waited for the dragon, met and slew him, and set the maiden free. As for the boastful queen, the gods forgave her, and at her death she was set forth among the stars. That story ended well. But there was once a queen of Thebes, Niobe, fortunate above all women, and yet arrogant in the face of the gods. Very beautiful was she, and nobly born. But above all things she boasted of her children, for she had 7 sons and 7 daughters. Now there came the day that the people wanted to celebrate the feast of Latona, mother of Apollo and Diana. And Niobe, as she stood looking upon the worshippers on their way to the temple, was filled with overweening pride. "Why do you worship Latona before me?" she cried. "What does she possess that I have not in greater abundance? She has but 2 children, while I have 7 sons and as many daughters. Nay, if she robbed me out of envy, I should still be rich. Go back to your houses. You have not eyes to know the rightful goddess." Such impiety was enough to frighten anyone, and her subjects returned to their daily work, awestruck and silent. But Apollo and Diana were filled with wrath at this insult to their divine mother. Not only was she a great god and a power in the heavens, but during her life on earth she had suffered many hardships for their sake. The serpent Python had been sent to torment her, and, driven from land to land under an evil spell, beset with dangers, she had found no resting place but the island of Delos, held sacred ever after to her and her children. Once she had even been refused water by some churlish peasants who could not believe in a goddess if she appeared in humble guise and travel-worn. But these men were all changed into frogs. It needed no word from Latona herself to rouse her children to vengeance. Swift as a thought, the 2 immortal archers, brother and sister, stood in Thebes upon the towers of the citadel. Nearby, the young were pursuing their sports, while the feast of Latona went neglected. The sons of Queen Niobe were there, and against them Apollo drew his golden bow. An arrow crossed the air like a sunbeam, and without a word, the eldest prince fell from his horse. One by one, his brothers died by the same hand, so swiftly that they knew not what had befallen them, till all the sons of the royal court lay slain. Only the people of Thebes, stricken with terror, bore the news to Queen Niobe, where she sat with her 7 daughters. She would not believe in such sorrow. "Savage Latona," she cried, lifting her arms against the heavens, "never think that you have conquered. I am still the greater." At that moment, one of her daughters sank beside her. Diana had sped an arrow from her bow that is like the crescent moon. Without a cry, nay, even as they murmured words of comfort, the sisters died one by one. It was all as swift and as soundless as snow falling. Only the guilty mother was left, transfixed with grief. Tears flowed from her eyes, but she spoke not a word. Her heart never softened, and at last she turned to stone, and the tears flowed down her cold face forever. The crew here at SOH would like to thank the many hands and hearts that make it possible for us to narrate these wonderful stories. Today's story source, Old Greek Folk Stories Told Anew, by the author Josephine Preston Peabody. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Ancient Tales of Wisdom. We here at SOH hope we will see you for our next installment on the SOH Radio Network.